you were attracted to the art form of caricature, right?
I've always had an interest in looking at pictures, looking at paintings and drawings. And from an early age, I was initially dragged along to museums, but later on, I became very much motivated myself to go to museums and look at works by the great artists.
Okay.
And I found myself really admiring drawing because drawing is, the artist is really exposing himself or herself as being almost naked because it's just the line and the surface on which the line is drawn that is presented to the viewer. And it's the artist's responsibility to manipulate that line in a way so that the viewer perceives the line to represent something.
So let's say you're at a lecture, okay, or whatever, you're doing a caricature of someone. Help me through the process. What's the first thing you do to the last thing you do?
So the first thing that I do is listen to the lecture. But while I'm listening to the lecture, I may wander, my eyes may wander, and I may look around the room and notice someone else who's sitting intently listening to the lecture, and my hand is tempted to pick up a pen and just draw. And looking at that individual trying to create a representation on paper, I'll start to sketch, and I may try several times, but when I achieve an image that really conveys what I sense is the essence of that individual.
What do you focus on? Do you focus on their eyes? What, you know, what kind of their most distinguishing feature?
I really look at the whole person. I'm better at drawing faces than bodies, and so I typically focus on the face and look at the way all of the features harmonize together, but also which features are distinctive and characteristic of that individual. And caricature sometimes involves simplification or exaggeration. So simplifying the structure of the face, the features, and emphasizing those features that are distinctive is what leads to an effective caricature.